Time for the game plan.
With Sports Day New South Wales host Scotty Sattler, who joins us this morning. G'day, Sats.
Hello, Matty. How are you, pal?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. A very busy day ahead in Olympic land as well, but boy, there's a lot going on in rugby league. Can I start with the World Cup? So I think this was going to be blatantly obvious once Australia and New Zealand made their call. Looks as though it's going to be postponed until at least 2022. Is this the right move, do you think?
I think for the benefit of the game, if we want to continue expanding the game, I think we need to have everyone involved. And many were saying, Matty, that if whoever won the World Cup without Australia and New Zealand, there'd be an asterisk next to it. No, I don't agree with that. It's like a gold medalist at the Moscow Olympics. You're still a gold medalist. And I feel as though that, common sense probably did prevail for the good of the game. It's just now going to come down to about whether the UK can bankroll it next year with the Soccer World Cup going ahead next year as well. And obviously a lot of money would be going towards their football team going to the World Cup. So it's going to be interesting how it all plays out. But one thing that it does fall in favour of is, I suppose, those players, a little bit like the Olympics 12 months ago, there were some athletes who were maybe nursing injuries going into the Olympics. All of a sudden, it's postponed for a year. It's the same with some of these rugby league players, like your Katoni Staggs and Ben Hunt. These sort of players would always be in the reckoning for a possible World Cup squad, travelling squad, that now can say, well, you know what, I probably was going to make it this year because of injury. Now it looks like it's a possibility next year. So, yeah, there's pros and cons to it all, but I think the pros far outweigh the cons.
Yeah, and your Olympic analogy there is spot on, Sats, because there are a bunch of Olympians who are in Tokyo at the moment who quite possibly wouldn't have been there if it had have gone ahead according to schedule, and vice versa, some that have had to miss out because of the extra year. So you've just got to roll with the punches on this one. On the text line this morning, 0457 736 736, I want my listeners to tell me who gets positions 7 and 8 when the Premiership heads into the finals. So at the moment, we've got the Titans, the Sharks, the Raiders, the Dragons and the Knights all on 18 points. Who do you think locks up the last two positions?
Well, you can't go on form. If you look at current form, you're going to change your mind every week, Matty. You have to look at the draw. And I think Newcastle, they've got a rails run home. So I think Newcastle, if they can play the way they did last week against Canberra, I think Newcastle can get eighth position because they are so far down the ladder at the moment based on for and against. But if they get all their victories on the way home and get a good roll in with momentum, I think they can take up eighth spot. And I think based on, even though they've got a lot of injuries, I'm just going to go purely on their experience from their coach and also some of their key players in the side. I've got to say Canberra, even though the way they're playing at the moment probably doesn't deserve or warrant a position in the finals, I just think that they can sometimes find finals mentality. We saw that 2 weeks ago against the Parramatta Eels. I think that took a lot out of them that game, and hence what we saw from Parramatta and Canberra last weekend. That was a finals-like atmosphere, that game at Cbus a couple of weeks ago. Really heavy defensive focus from both sides. And I think both those sides, now, if you ask me next week, I'll probably have two more. But with the run home, I think Canberra can, even though they've got a bit of a tough run home, but they're used to playing finals footy and so is their coach. But Newcastle as a team, based on their run home, they've probably got the box seat. Now, the way that the Titans have played the last 2 weeks, they've somehow found a way to defend the last 2 weeks, and they've accumulated big points as well to help them in the for and against. So it's going to be those three, but I've had to say now I'd say Canberra and the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, so the incumbents at the moment, 7th for the Titans, 8th for the Sharks. So you're going to replace them with the Raiders and the Knights when it gets to finals time. It's an interesting little game going on at the back end here, isn't it, as we approach the final rounds. And I agree with you with the Knights in particular. I think that they just look completely different with Best back and Ponga back as well. And you just can't, you cannot rule out a Ricky Stewart coach team at this time of the year, rather, when they're that close to the top eight. There's been a lot of talk, Sats, that players who don't receive the COVID vaccine will need to remain in level 4 biosecurity protocols. What's your position on this? And I want to get a position not only as somebody who's played the game at the very highest and best level, but obviously now as a media commentator, can I take you back? If you were playing right now, regardless of your stance on this, how would you look around? And if you had a teammate who said, look, I'm not up for it, do you think that they should be treated differently?
Yeah, I do. I do, unfortunately. There's so much at stake. Not only as a player, and it's your primary job as a rugby league player to ensure that, one, you're safe and everyone else around you is safe as well, whether that's on the field and off the field from a health perspective. We're into uncharted waters in our game, not only in our game, but just in society as well. We don't know how to deal with this. We're getting all these protocols and rules from the government, and we hope that everyone follows them, but we're in uncharted waters. And I think as a player, if I was playing, where's the needle? Where do I need to line up? If I need to get vaccinated to ensure that we can continue playing the game, and if my teammate does want to get it and he has to be under stricter protocols, well, so be it. Unfortunately, that's a sacrifice he has to take, like the sacrifice I'm going to take as a player by getting the vaccination. But there's so much more that weighs on this, Matty, and this is just a personal opinion. But, you know, we've got a lot of people that are invested in the game as fans who spend money on memberships. We've got people who work in catering. We've got people who rely on casual jobs at venues each and every week. And if that doesn't go ahead, well, you know, the decisions of some has a huge effect on others. And I would want to be in a position to put people in vulnerable situations. So as a game, collectively, we've got to come together and ensure that not only we get to continue playing this great game and providing a great product, but there's so many jobs that are outside of the playing group. And you've got to take an unselfish look at it. And there's so many people that can be affected by this. So, yes, that's the reason why I get it done. And if there's a teammate that didn't want to get it done for whatever reason, well, that's his decision. But unfortunately, he's got to follow a completely separate set of rules.
And that's where the game is at under these conditions at the moment. The game is quite literally sat at a tipping point. It could quite easily go the wrong way if something went awry. And we're not just talking a match of football or a game of football. We're talking the entire competition. So there's a lot of investment. A lot of people are affected by what happens in rugby league. A lot of money going around in circles. So it's up to the players to make sure that whichever side they stand on this debate, that they do the right thing. If they're going to get vaccinated, fine. If they're not, then they're going to have to live by the level 4 protocols that are in place, and that's fine as well, as long as the game keeps going. We're doing the game plan, the Thursday game plan, with Scotty Sattler, Sports Day New South Wales host, right here on the SEN Network as we approach the 9:30 news. Back with Sats's Round 21 preview after this. Thank you very much, Celeste, and also the Boomers v USA this afternoon. So 2:15 tip-off at the Saitama Super Stadium at 2 o'clock today. Chris Anstey, former Boomer, and Jared Waitley will have a special preview and take you through to that match, Australia v Team USA. So Scotty Sattler's with me on the text line, 0457 736 736. Morning, Matty. When Slats joins you, could you ask him if he's ever heard of a player breaking his leg and then his arm in the same season like Hunt has? I'm a Dragons fan. We can't make the 8 without him, even if we could have with him. Enjoy your day. Love the show. That's from Paul's. Extraordinary performances by Ben Hunt.
You know, unbelievable. You know, we're commenting throughout the week that unfortunately Ben Hunt has got this label of the 2015 Grand Final where he drops the ball off the kickoff. But, you know, there's so much more to his career. He's been fantastic for the Queensland Origin side when he plays hooker or just coming off the bench. But you know, I think mostly at hooker. And then these two efforts this year where he's broken his leg against Manly at Wollongong at the start of the year and then fracturing a bone in his arm on the weekend and playing out the game. Just, you know, I'm just glad for Benny that people are talking about him in another light now, that his courageous efforts are putting his teammates first. And I agree, they can't make the finals without Benny Hunt, unfortunately. Tremendous young man and tremendous young player. And I'd never heard of a player. I know Scotty Prince broke his leg in a season, but I think he broke his arm the following year. He didn't break it in the same year, but it wasn't too far apart. I know that.
I'm trying to think that too. I think you're right. I think it was leg first, then arm second, but certainly not in the same season. Talk about performances. Tom Trbojevic's performances of recent times have just been outstanding. Against the Sharks on Monday night, he was unbelievable again. Interesting that when Dallium went behind closed doors, mate, that he was, 6 points off Nathan Cleary. He's played many more games than Nathan since then, and he's played them at the top level. Do we count in Tommy Turbo as the Dally M winner?
I think if Cleary comes back this week, and I don't think if he does, I don't think he plays a major role. He might just play, well, I would anyway. I wouldn't play him a full game this week, Nathan Cleary, with that shoulder. But I think without a doubt that Trbojevic would have joined Nathan Cleary. And you know, being a Dally M judge, you know, and having to cover a lot of the games, Tommy Trbojevic has accumulated a lot of points. So it wouldn't surprise me if we went down to a joint Gallium winner again this year, because I think Cleary will still come home really hard.
Yeah, and we know from last year, never back it in until the final vote is out and in public, and we know the result. All right, mate, let me get your tips here for round 21. We'll whip through them. All the games being played either at Suncorp Stadium or Cbus Super Stadium. So tonight, the Knights v Broncos at Suncorp.
Yeah, I think the Knights are short turnaround, Matty, only 4 days, but they're only based on the Sunshine Coast, so they have to get on a plane. So I'm going to say the Knights.
Knights to beat the Broncos tonight. Then tomorrow night, the first of the double headers at Cbus. So the Raiders v Dragons.
I'm going to take the Raiders. I think this is their first game to jumping back into the eight. Great week. It's a good weekend as well, because we've got all top six teams playing against each other, which we very rarely see. So I'm going to take the Raiders in that one.
And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be the Eels against the Rabbitohs. So this is fourth v third.
I can't wait for this one. This is a true indication, I think, of where the Bunnies are at. I think they're priming themselves beautifully towards the end of the year. You know, Wayne Bennett last year as the coach at the Rabbits. I think the Rabbits will win this one. The Eels are being tested psychologically now, not so much physically. How tough can they be psychologically?
First of three games on Saturday begins at 3 o'clock on the Gold Coast. This is Warriors against the Sharks.
The tough one. This is one of the toughest ones over the weekend, I think. I'm going to take the Warriors. I just think they're playing with a lot of spirit at the moment. So, the Warriors.
Warriors to beat the Sharks. Then the Roosters, 5:30, have the Panthers.
Again, another mortal enemies, these two. I'm going to take the Panthers. I'm going to anticipate that Nathan Cleary is going to play some role. And Isaiah Yeo, he's the glue that holds that team together. So Isaiah Yeo back. And if Cleary plays a role, it means Jerome Luai will play better as well. So I'm going to say the Panthers, only by a bit, but...
OK, Panthers to beat the Roosters. The Battle of Brookvale is now the Battle of Brisbane between the Seagulls and the Storm. This could be anything on Saturday night.
Yeah, again, mortal enemies. But love what Manly are doing. They're leaking too many points. Although they're scoring a lot, they're just leaking too many. You can't do that against the Storm. Jerome Hughes out with a calf injury. They'll just shuffle Pappenhausen and Nico Hines around. And so I think the Storm, they won't miss a beat. So Storm will win that.
And then we go to Sunday. So the final two games of round 21. Sunday at Cbus at 1:50 is the Bulldogs versus the West Tigers.
West Tigers. I think they can score more points than what the Bulldogs can.
Yep, agree with that one. And then the final game, mate, is the Gold Coast Titans v Cowboys. So that's at 4:05 on Sunday afternoon.
Well, the Gold Coast have been able to defend the last couple of weeks. They've found some resilience in their defence and also accumulate a lot of points as well. So I think they'll beat the Cowboys, even though they've got Val Holmes back at the Cows. They've just got too many young players at the moment. I think they're going to be really good in 18 months' time, the Cowboys, but at the moment, just too many young players. So I'll take the Gold Coast.
Good on you, Sats. Great to catch up today. Enjoy your weekend of footy. Enjoy the Olympics today, and we'll speak again next week.
Go Harry Garside in the boxing this afternoon.
Go Harry, go. We're going to get a medal out of there. Mate, it's a huge day of Olympic coverage. We'll be kicking it off with John Stephenson at 10 o'clock, so in about 20 minutes' time, ready to rumble. Good on you, Sats.
See you, Maddie.
There he is, Scotty Sattler, Sports Day, New South Wales host. Coming up, I'll be catching up with All Blacks legend Andrew Mertens. It's always a great chat, a bit of drama for the Wallabies. Marika Corumbetti won't be playing, a couple of others as well, having a little bit too much of a good time for Dave Rennie's liking. Was it over the top? Let me know, 0457 736 736. You can let me know your Dally M medalist this far out if you want. And who makes 7 and 8 as we approach day 13 of our Olympic coverage? That's coming up from 10 o'clock, but still 20 minutes of the morning show to go. So you can be part of it. More after this.